it was harder to keep the sorrow at bay. I just don't see the point of spending all that time full of hate, that's all. Sia gazed at me, thoughtful. His pupils changed again, becoming cat-like and sharp. But this time, there was no sense of threat accompanying the transformation. Perhaps, like me, he needed strange eyes to see what others couldn't. He turned those eyes on Shiny then, for a long, silent perusal. Whatever he saw didn't make his anger fade, but he didn't attack again either. I counted that as a victory.
Sia,
Shiny said suddenly. His hand tightened more on mine, on the threshold of pain. I set my teeth and bore it, afraid to interrupt. I felt him draw in a breath.
Never apologize to me, Sia said.
He spoke very softly, perhaps sensing the same thing that I did. His face had gone cold, devoid of anything but a skein of anger.
What you did can never be absolved by mere words. To even attempt it is an insult, not just to me, but to my mother's memory.
Shiny went stiff. Then his hand twitched on mine, and he seemed to draw strength from the contact, because he spoke at last.
If not words, he said, will deeds serve?
Sia smiled. I was almost sure his teeth were sharp now.
What deeds can make up for your crimes, my bright father?
Shiny looked away, his hand loosening on my own at last.
None. I know.
Sia drew in a deep breath and let it out heavily. He shook his head, glanced at me, shook his head again, and then turned away.
I'll tell Mother you're doing well,
Sia said to Tavril, who had sat silent throughout this conversation, probably holding his breath.
She'll be glad to hear it.
Tavril inclined his head, not quite a bow.
And she is well herself?
Very well indeed. Godhood suits her. It's the rest of us who are a mess these days.
I thought I saw him hesitate for a moment, almost turning back to us. But he only nodded to Tavril.
Until the next time, Lord Aramary.
He vanished. Tavril let out a long sigh in his wake. I felt that this spoke for all of us.
Well, he said, with that business out of the way, we are left with only one matter. Have you considered my proposal, Eru Shoth?
I had latched on to one hope. If I lived and let the Aramary use me, I might someday find a way free, somehow. It was a thin hope, a pathetic one, but it was all I had.
Will you settle things with the Order of Etempis for me? I asked, trying for dignity.
Now it was I who clung to Shiny for support. It was easier, somehow, to give up my soul with him there beside me. Tavril inclined his head.
Already done.
And I hesitated.
Can I have your word that this mark, the one I must wear, will do nothing but what you said?
He lifted an eyebrow.
You have little room to bargain here, Eru Shoth.
I flinched, because it was true, but I clenched my free hand anyhow. I hated being threatened.
I could tell the godlings what I am. They'll kill me, but at least they won't use me the way you mean to.
The Lord Aramary sat back in his chair, crossing his legs.
You don't know that, Eru Shoth. Perhaps the godling you tell will have her own enemies to get rid of. Would you really risk exchanging a mortal master for an immortal one?
That was a possibility that had never occurred to me. I froze, horrified by it.
You will not be her master, Shiny said.
I jumped. Tavril drew in a deep breath, let it out.
My lord, I'm afraid you weren't privy to our earlier conversation. Eru Shoth is aware of the danger if she remains free.
And you are in no position to negotiate on her behalf, his tone said. He did not have to say it aloud. It was painfully obvious.
A danger that remains if you lay claim to her,
Shiny snapped. I could hardly believe my ears. Was he actually trying to fight for me? Shiny let go of my hand and stepped forward, not quite in front of me.
You cannot keep her existence a secret, he said. You can't kill enough people to safely make her your weapon. It would be better if you had never brought her here. Then at least you could deny knowledge of her existence.
I frowned in confusion, but Tavril uncrossed his legs.
Do you intend to tell the other gods about her? He asked quietly.
And then I understood. Shiny was not powerless. He could not be killed, not permanently. He could be imprisoned, but not forever. Because he was supposed to be wandering the world, learning the lessons of mortality. At some point, inevitably, one of the other gods would come looking for him, if only to gloat over his punishment. And then Tavril's plan to make me the Aramari's latest weapon would come apart.